won't you please?
Sit down.
So they went over and
sat down.
And they just sat there though, and they didn't eat. And he said, "Well, go ahead and
help yourself. If you know it, it's your fault."
And well, of course, it happened that the food you served was broccoli, and the fellow didn't like broccoli, and so he tries to be polite and tell you that, "Well, I'm sorry, I what does he say?
Doesn't agree with me."
I'll put it down. But I mean, there are various ways of being polite, really. I mean, sometimes you say, "Well, if it's just to your wife, I can't stand this stuff."
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
But to somebody else, you're visiting someone else's house, you might say, "Well, I'm sorry, I
don't care for any. Just refuse it."
You wouldn't say, "I don't choose any," or "I can't stand it." No, I don't care for any. It sounds a little better to say, "I don't care for any."
And they can just draw
their own conclusion.
Yeah.
You have the same food for supper that you had for dinner, and you might say, "We're going to have
leftovers.
We're going to have hash.
Leftovers, yeah.
Steak was so tough that I couldn't chew it. And you ever grind up the corn and eat something?
Cornmeal?
Well, cook up some cornmeal. I guess that's boil up some cornmeal, you get
corn
mush.
I don't know my cooking very well. And of course, there's another thing you get from, I guess it's from white corn, ground a little coarser, you get, you ever have hominy?
Hominy, yes.
Hominy
isn't
ground.
No, it isn't ground.
It's not ground.
I'll tell you, it's soaked in lye, and then you take the hulls off of it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I've made it.
You wouldn't call that grits, so.
Yes, some call hominy grits. That's something like grits.
You ever use the word big hominy?
No.
Now, things like peas and carrots, things like that are what?
Vegetables.
And you grow vegetables in about back in your
garden.
Only we don't. Not anymore.
I had a little garden last year.
I would if I was young. We can't take care of it.
If you had a leather jacket and somebody said, "That's not real leather, that's just imitation."
Imitation
leather. No, it's not. This is
suede.
Well, this is you say you
imitation.
It's not imitation. I mean, it's your jacket. You don't want it to be imitation. It's not. It's not imitation. You say it's.
It's real.
Or
genuine leather. Sure. If you were going to defend it, you say it's genuine leather.
Mm-hmm. And what do you put on pancakes?
Syrup.
And for breakfast, you might have a piece of toast and spread it with some
marmalade or jelly or
butter.
Holy nowadays.
Yeah. Better than the butter we get.
Yeah. You call it holy?
Yeah.
Instead of oleo or holy?
We just call it holy.
Holy margarine.
It's oleo, but we call it holy.
And if I had a dozen oranges and you wanted one, you'd say, "Please give me
one."
Or
give me an orange.
And if we want to distinguish between these boys, those boys, we say it's not these boys, it's
those boys.
And you might say you're reaching for a pillow, and you say, "Well, you're reaching that way." You tell him, "Well, it's not over there, it's over here. And you wouldn't say over yonder, over
no. I wouldn't. Some people
would. We've heard it, but you
say, don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
Do it like this, or do it this way.
And we want to distinguish between two men. We don't know anything about this man. This man, we know, owns an orchard. So we say, he's the man.
Who owns?
Who owns the orchard, okay?
He's a man of
who owns
old,
the orchard.
Old something.
Owns the orchard. Isn't that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Now we want to distinguish between